This evening, I'd like to talk about why we evangelize. First and foremost, it is a commandment from Jesus himself. In Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, it reads, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" Although this was said to his apostles, it is indirectly aimed toward us. For none of the apostles would live till the end of time. Another reason we evangelize is because it is a result of our faith. We know that faith without works is dead. James 2, verses 17 and 24 reads, "In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone." It is our faith that allows us to confess Jesus as God's Son and mankind's Savior, to be baptized into his death, and to reborn into new life, and repent of our sins, and share the truth of the gospel with everyone. Just like hearing exciting news for the first time, we can't wait to share what we've heard with everyone. It is a joy to spread the gospel to all people. Another reason we evangelize is because we're fearful of those who are in danger of being on the condemning side of the judgment to come. Many of those who are in rejection might say things like, "Don't try to shove your religion down my throat," or something similar. But in reality, we are giving them a concerned warning out of love. We do not wish to see them bring about their own destruction. If you saw someone standing in the street being in danger of being hit by a vehicle and refused to speak up and warn them when you had the opportunity to do so, knowing full well that if you did not, they would surely die, you can truly not say that you love that person. To love each other is to warn each other when we are in danger. To illustrate how important it is to God that the gospel be spread to everyone is the example found in Acts 2 of the apostles, given the power to speak in tongues, to speak in languages that they've never learned or spoken before, via the power of the Holy Spirit. God wasn't going to let something as petty and minor as a language barrier get in the way of his mission of having every human, every corner of the earth, be made aware of the truth of salvation and last until end times. This is something that modern day people of the Jewish faith may dismiss or belittle, for they are concerned with clinging to the ways of old, including their ancient tongue, believing it puts them in favor with God. We as followers of Christ are to seek every opportunity to spread the gospel and hope and help others convert to Christianity and not be ashamed of the truth that we are telling others. And we are to be brave when facing persecution, like those heroic people mentioned in the Bible. If anyone needs encouragement or reminders of why we do God's work, please make it known so that we can help.